Yeah, we're all fine.
Yes, I agree, but it doesn't make any sense.
Actually, I'm gonna move my microphone. This is my brand new microphone.
I didn't realize you couldn't see me. Terrible. Hold on.
All that we're hearing is like faint. I can hear your voice faintly when you're speaking. And yeah. Just a bunch of like that's, weird noise.
That's weird noise. That's part of the show. Oh,
okay.
I'm trying. God damn, iMac. I'm trying to make the full screen like I'm used to. There we go.
There you go. That's the end of my sanity.
It's not even full screen.
What? Probably because you're insane. It's the mic.
No!
There you go.
You're gonna hear
all sorts of things. That's the end of my sanity.
What's
going on? No, I don't know why I'm bouncing.
This is my problem. Sorry for horrible.
Can we not? I don't understand. It's always something.
Yeah, I got my hands like front of my face.
Like a thing in front of me.
All right.
I'm gonna talk to you
that.
That's
better.
Oh, that's I like that. That's the end of my channel. I don't understand.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
I can't put them in every time zone and all throughout history. You know, it's not possible. I can't just do everything.
Time zone.
My time zone is your time zone, but I only share it with you during the time that we're doing the show.
Eastern Standard Time Zone.
Right. Now Murray Gilbacker, what time zone are you in?
I'm in New York City right now. It's 9:21 on the clock. Well, I mean 21. I don't know. It's UTC or Romeo time zone. It's going to be in New York.
Well, I don't see that kind of
Romeo time zone. Romeo.
But could it be? Are you the past or the future?
I know exactly. Well, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but when our caller talks, all I'm hearing is.
Okay, let me see if I can. I might be able to, you know, chill that out a little.
And then when you talk, it sounds like you're standing far away from me.
Very far away.
Yeah, I can barely even hear you and him. I'm hearing distorted. And I can't even make out the words.
Okay, let's see what I can do about that. Now, when I talk to you...
Oh, no, I have to go. There's a police officer.
You have to go?
phone, man.
Was it something I said?
I'm on a pool phone, you know.
Okay, does that help? Now, can you hear me better?
Oh, yes, it's quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you want to go out of the government? So, I don't know.
No, I'm just trying to make everybody happy. You know, that's all I care about.
We were talking about these people, like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in government. I mean, that's what you're doing in the propaganda court.
How's that?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear each other now, or is that just as bad as it was before?
Oh, my God, I have to go. There's some black man I need to phone.
John, can you hear John say that he has to go?
Yeah, I heard him say that just now.
So that's like the best audio you've had so far from him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well... So, John, you can go, and then maybe somebody else will call in. We can only hope.
I feel better. I don't want to just get, you know, I don't want to just boot him, but, no, you know, if he has to go.
He says he has to go. I want him to stay. He knows that. Right? You know that, John, that I want you to stay, right?
Mm.
No, not you, John.
It's you I'm really having the most trouble hearing.
Really? I don't understand that at all. I turn me up, I turn me down, I turn me all around. You should be able to hear me nice and good and pretty. But I tried some different things. I thought it would be better.
I'm also hearing like a background. I'm hearing like a.
Yeah, that's music. That's the music.
No. It's not music.
Well, I know you may not agree with my taste. But
no,
it happens to be music from my point of view.
It's just a...
I can make it louder and softer, right? See, it's going on and off now, right? Yes, we're both playing an organ. Isn't that clever? That's what I don't understand. I don't know how clever it could be.
I found another phone.
Oh, you're still on the phone?
Well, I found a different phone. This black guy wanted to use the phone. The cop showed up or something. I couldn't pull out the phone.
It's good if
I'm on another phone. Okay.
That's good. We can hear you better on this other phone, I think.
Yes, so, what do we do now, babe? What's the deal?
Well, the problem is that we haven't been able to figure anything out, and we're still not sure why, and it doesn't really make any sense. So the whole thing is a problem. I think we have to start from scratch and try and fix it.
Well, it's all about propaganda, Mr. Jeremy. I mean,
I know, so I want you to do propaganda for me.
I mean, for you, actually, you know that there's a guy in my unit that looks just like you.
Yeah.
And then, it looks just like you.
Okay,
so,
good.
You're actually, somehow or another, you've actually gone into government service like you are.
I always serve everybody that I don't know.
And somehow or another, you're an important part of government service in some way.
The most important part of my government service is that I do service to the government. It's mostly my diplomatic work, you know, like in Africa and Turkey.
But there's a guy in the universe just like you, man. Exactly just, like you.
Wait. I don't think I gave anyone permission to be like me.
It looks just like you. He's like one of my leaders in the unit. He looks just like you. He's from New Jersey.
I like that. That's not okay. I need you need to bring this guy to me. You will bring him to me, and I will tell him that it is not okay for him to be like me.
Well, the government does that stuff. I mean, they somehow or another weirdos TV. And like I said, that I was doing socks and underwear, and then they recruited me to the propaganda corps, and I went there actually. And I complained about it, and they said that you're in the propaganda corps. And then I got this email from this guy in the Marine Corps, the colonel in the Marine Corps, saying that You're in the propaganda corps. You've been selected to be in the propaganda corps, and you shouldn't complain about it.
I just got a pop in my head.
Thousands of people.
Everything's live, darling. You can't just say things. I didn't hear them.
But do you understand, Mr. Jimmy? I was recruited out of thousands of people. Thousands of people.
Thousands of people.
Well, I don't know how many. You know, like, at least that much.
I mean, I find that hard to believe.
No, I think it's true.
It's not like four people?
No, it was like probably 10,000 people. I'm telling you the truth, 10,000 people.
10,000 people?
Yeah.
It's 5,000 people if it's a day.
No, it's like out of this group of people, like they like take one person, you know what I'm saying? Like one person does this, one person does that. I would say probably 1 to 5,000 people. I mean, really, 1 to 5,000.
All right, well, I'll bargain with you. I'll give you 5,000 people, and then you give me 5,000 people, and we'll have to swap them.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, you know, I don't know. But that's what the guy told me. I mean,
Why would you believe what he tells you? He's probably telling you the wrong thing just to make you do what he wants. Because if he told you there were only four people. But if he said to you, look, there's four people that you're going to influence with your propaganda, you probably would give up on it, right? You'd be like, I don't want to make propaganda if it's just going to affect, you know, four people.
They said that what I'm able to do is control audiences and actually influence audiences. That's what they were telling me. And then they said I had a degree in the theater. And then I actually was complaining about it. I said I want to do socks and underwear again. And they actually said that if you keep doing this, we're going to like press charges against you for insubordination or something, that you are in the propaganda corps. And you're no longer doing socks and underwear. It's over. But you're doing propaganda art. That's it.
I can't tell you not to do propaganda art, though. It's only right if that's what you wanted to do.
I mean, it's like the fat lady at the circus or something. I mean, to be honest with you, I can do propaganda. I mean, I can draw. I mean, a lot of these people are afraid to go on the stage. Like, we have these stages they make up. With like thousands of people on the stage, and we get on the stage, and then we talk to the audience, like the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah.
And I was on the stage, and a lot of people don't even want to get on the stage. They're afraid to go on the stage and do their propaganda art. So I'm like, so they use me. I mean, I don't have trouble with the audience. You're an artist. You know how people get paranoid of this audience or whatever, or the crowd or something?
I get it.
So, and then that's why they use me. A lot of people are in court that can't handle it. They bug out, and this woman just got
it. But I'm one of those people. I can't handle it.
You can't handle it. Didn't you get NYU in the theater program and all that's supposed to be like, designer? Like, every time I go to Broadway, everyone's from NYU. I mean, like, you guys are considered high-end sticks, you know, in the Broadway scene. Aren't you?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
I mean, if somebody gave you a job on Broadway and you got your chops up, you couldn't do a show? I mean, you're like...
If somebody gave me a show, I could do a good job.
I mean, if someone gave you a Broadway job, like a real job, like you do 2 hours... monologue and dialogue, like full-blown chops, like fucking out of control sticks.
Well, it depends. I mean, what theater are we talking about?
We're talking like Broadway, like the real thing, you know, like
no, but what specific Broadway theater? Because some of them are big and some of them are little. I can't...
But you know what I'm talking about, like 5,000 people, like the big thing, you know. Like,
right, but I mean, we're talking about the George Gershwin Theater, or are we talking about the Stephen Sondheim Theater? Alright, I could do... You want me to do some Broadway right now? Is that what you're asking me?
I'm just asking, could you do the garden if someone gets you a show?
We could do some Broadway right here.
Yeah, but I mean, You don't think you, I think you can do the Garden. I think you can do
Broadway and I love Broadway and I hate Broadway.
The thing about
Broadway is that it can be so good or so bad.
I think you can do the show. I'm just saying, for me, from looking at you, I think you can be up there, and I would watch you move around, and if you got chopped up like, and you say chopped up like, shot, like totally sticked out and chopped up.
I have an idea for a show. It's about robots, but they're female robots, and they go and they try and trick millionaires into giving them all their money.
Man, that sounds like Hunter College.
it's called Dr. Goodfoot and the Sex Machine.
Yeah, you probably could sell that shit, man. Hunter College isn't like women and rip-off men. That's Hunter College when I went there. I'm an alumni in that place, but definitely, like, you see these women pop out of nowhere to just rip-off men.
Could do that.
Like I met Gloria Steinem, like some of these like women celebrities, and they just say straight up, you know, whatever you can get out of the guy, like we used to go to these fucking things, you'd sit there, and the woman would show up and like, whatever you get out of that guy, you just take all of it. They just like, that's what they say.
Man, I don't know. I'm not sure that's so important. Don't you think maybe that could be a big mistake, don't you think?
Huh?
If you did it wrong, it could be a big mistake.
I don't know if women are like just sucking up that cash, bro. I tell you that.
It doesn't.
But I'm not, man. I tell you that.
You can't depend on it, though. It's not kind of a steady thing, you know.
It's not a steady thing, but they say, there's no guarantees in life.
Well, there's one guarantee in life.
What?
The end of it.
That's right, man. That's like they say in a survival. I went to those survival courses in the Army. They said the only guarantee in survival is there is no guarantee. That's like what they said.
Well, what if I took away the end? What if I told you that it wasn't going to end?
And then you can just keep going, man.
That's my point. And you'd think that that would be good news, but I'm telling you, after living forever, it's not so easy. Living forever is a pain in the ass.
I've been in the Army since I was 17. I'm 50 years old. 17 years old, I've been in the Army.
But then...
When I met you at the Joseph Goodman House, I was in the Army.
And how would you feel when you're 1,000?
I thought I was a pension check. I probably have been in the Army for 1,000
years. Yes!
I probably have like a $20,000.
He's expressing himself with his piano.
I don't know.
You need to... Express yourself with your piano.
Okay, Mr. Jimmy, I think I gotta go, babe. I love you, though. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it's great. You've been in two out of the four episodes from tonight. So that's halfway.
You make me so happy. I tell you, when I listen to this shit, I just love it, man. You're the best.
Well,
don't get me wrong. I love it. So, can you send me an email? I mean, about your
next show. Of course. I always tell you when the show is going to air And then I give you the link to the YouTube.
I've got my new email. Let me give you my new email.
Your new email? No, don't put it out on the air.
Okay, they can listen to it.
That would be dangerous. Then everyone who is a weirdo would start emailing you. I don't think you want that.
Talk to me as much as they want, man. I don't care.
I think you would care. When you saw the kind of emails that you would get from the weirdos, You would regret it, and then you would blame yourself.
I'll send you an email.
Right, you send me an email, and when I receive it in the future, I'll send it back to you in the past, and then you'll know what's going on.
Okay, hey, this is Jerry, man. You know I love talking to you, babe. But I think, you know, one day we should do like a big show, man. I'm telling you, I think...
I'm working on it, but first I need to need to be alive. That's a problem.
Right now
I'm not. Right now I'm not alive.
You know, I think when I'm talking to you, sometimes, and then like the way you do things in the avant-garde, like, I do those things for monologues, and I actually am like, and they say, where did you get that from? I said, the guy is a wonderful speaking voice.
Well, what I want to do is have a happening, you know, like one of those 60s type happenings.
Oh, absolutely, babe. I love it. Well, you know, I think that was the idea of the Joseph Goodman House in the Williamsburg.
That was sort of the idea, but I didn't have enough control there, so there were some problems.
I mean, it all ended anyway, even after I left, it all disintegrated in the end, so it doesn't matter.
But I think I can get it right this time if I just need to exist, and right now I don't actually exist anymore. But when I do, I promise you, as soon as I exist, then I will do a show like no other show you've ever seen.
And yeah, you're the best, babe. Of course you're the best. Okay, Mr. Maestro, let me get off the telly here.
If you can.
There's like a lot of weirdos.
I don't believe it's... I don't know that it's possible. You can try.
Okay, babe. So I'll send you an email.
Yeah,
send me an email.
I can reply to your email.
I had a lot of fun talking to you tonight. You and Mr. John Yotis and all the other people on the Weirdos Link.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good.
Let me go, babe.
Okay. Okay, that's Murray Gilbacker, our most regular caller, everybody.
Yeah, Murray.
Murray Gilbacker calls like every day, at least two or three times. In fact, if I'm wondering if the phone is working, I just have to see if a message has come in. And if the message has come in from you, I figure the phone's not working. You're like my test subject. Like my you're like my guinea pig.
Keep you alive, babe. You're the best. Okay, let me go, babe.
Good luck. Bye. I told you it wouldn't be easy to go. I warned him that he might try to go.
I gotta get off the phone.
You say you have to get off the phone. But you said that 15 minutes ago, and you could have been off the phone then. I don't think you really want to get off the phone, is what I think. I think you really like being on the phone. I think the phone and you are friends, and you've been coordinating with the phone. Oh, he's gone. It's all right. No, you're not gone.
I'm not gone.
Yeah, I told you, you wouldn't be able to hang up. And this is the problem. You're addicted.
I love the phone, man.
You've become addicted to the Weirdos TV line.
Before the cell phone, actually. Not as the cell phone and all this. The phone was a whole different idea. Like the pay phone and the jerky boys. Like when I first started the phone, you know? And
yeah, I understand. Like, but see, the point is, people think they're prank calling me, but I'm prank calling them while they're prank calling me.
My friend Mr. K knew the Jerky Boys, and he said he was one of the Jerky Boys was at the Hell's Angels, like a bar in the East Village, and he got punched in the face. He got attacked by them, and
you can't do that to me.
Yeah, he was one of the Jerky Boys.
But
the guy actually hit him because they hated those phone calls. It was like one of the biker guys. You're the Jerky Boys.
But their mistake was that they existed. See, my advantage is that I'm a fictional character.
Yeah, I know, but the Jerky Boys was like, they said they looked around here, 86th Street area, like the Jerky Boys. Like the telephone, we could get a pay phone. Like, that was a big one, like the pay phone.
I could be a quirky boy. Instead of a jerky boy, what if I was like the quirky boy?
But you know, the jerky boys are like, that's the original classic shtick, you know?
But maybe I could be like a jerky boy, but instead of being jerky, I could be quirky.
I gotta go, babe. Okay, bye.
Said that. Good luck. Oh, I think he really hung up this time. Yes, he really did. So you can see, it changes the audio environment immediately. When we're alone, it's a totally different deal, and that's because when it goes through the phone, it comes back.
It does change a little bit. I was able to hear him better toward the end.
Yeah, I get
you. I'm still having trouble hearing, and I'm still hearing that.
That's the music. I keep telling you that.
No. I can hear the music. I can hear the music.
But you're getting some other kind of noise.
I'm getting some buzz. Yeah.
I have a feeling I know what's causing that. I'm gonna try a different approach here. And you're back. I knew you'd be back. I told him he couldn't get away. So it's okay. Anyway, what I'm gonna do is
I like this filter you have on me right now.
Yeah. That's working all right. How about this one? This is good. And then there's this one also. But I don't know. There's a bunch of them that are good. We could try and, you know, get you something really special. But the problem is, so I'm just trying to, what I'm really trying to do is to get to the point where I can give you a different audio input here. No, that's not right. I don't...
I did not evolve from the apes!
I don't see why... It's not really fair. It's giving me all these problems. And now, hold on, I'm just gonna...
It is fair.
I'm gonna see if I can give you better audio here, hold on. And if I go over here, and, maybe that, you might like that better.
Oh, yeah, that is better. That's a lot better.
Yeah, well, it's not really so good because it's not a direct line. You're basically listening to the speakers that I hear, and that's not very safe, really. It's not really the right way to do audio, but, you know, we do what we do, and if that's what we gotta do, then that's what we gotta do.
Is there more of a lag with this, the way that it is now?
There is... It's not really so much of a lag as, just there's a definite danger of feedback.
Alright. And I'm also going to lower, actually, my speakers, because now you're actually coming in a little bit louder.
Right. Well, it's an attempt that I made... It's Skype has a very weird quality, Skype does. So here's what's great about Skype. I can tell it that I want to use the microphone on my computer to get the audio. But if I tell it that I want to use the direct line in on my computer for the audio, it doesn't accept that. And it just comes up with nothing. So I tried to put in a special audio interface just for Skype. Just for Skype by itself, and that works, but it doesn't work because it comes in way too soft. So then I have to turn it up really, really loud, and it still doesn't work. So I'm giving you this other feed, which I know is more reliable, but it's bad and it's wrong, and I'm against it.
I do feel bad for you. As long as it doesn't ruin the recorded show, the post show, post production.
Yeah, I'd like to fix it in post, but I can't possibly. That's impossible. What happens after it's done is that it's done, and that's I can't. There's nothing else to be done. I wouldn't even try.